title of homological algebra BV and topological in the brackets string theory. But I would like to start with several general remarks. First remark comes from the physical side. From the physical side, I would like to say that I came from kind of fundamental physics, and in physics, people would like to start with fundamental theory, and they want to like to see effective or induced theory. So what we observe in our world is something here. What we'd like to understand is something here. So we are really interested in this arrow. And what is interesting is that what we have here typically is very different from what we have here. And let me show you just two examples. First example is a well-known. Here we have four fermions. Please don't be afraid. I will not speak about four fermion interactions. Something like this. And here we have electroweak theory. That has fermion and W boson. And this four fermion interaction in effective theory comes like this. And here is W boson. So later on in the talk you will see that this is how in physics Massey operations are realized. And second thing that we have and we know that we have is the following. In the fundamental theory we have quarks, and in effective theory we have mesons. So these are quarks. And here we have mesons. And when we speak about mesons, we understand that meson is something that is composed from two quarks. So this is something fundamental, and here we have something effective. So I am speaking about this because of the following question. In physics, so you see, I'll end with physics very soon. In physics, we need to understand the theory of quantum gravity. And what we really do not quite understand is the following. We understand the effective theory. It's Hilbert-Einstein theory. Honestly, we need to admit that we don't quite understand the fundamental theory. So last 20 years, we thought that we understand it and that this theory is a string theory. But nowadays, as you perhaps heard in the talk of Qumran Wafa, we would like at least to enlarge our possibilities. So we need to find all possible theories that we can study that give gravity as a effective theory. And you see, this game with quarks has its parallel in the theory of gravity, namely, you can consider metric as a meson in the following way. You can take the Weilbein and you can make this sum. So this parallel between mesons and metric presumably can be considered as kind of the approach that's alternative to the string approach. And we would like to develop such a formalism that should enable us to study both strings and things like this. And therefore, I'll try to explain this formalism, and this formalism is, presumably, something like quantum non-perturbative homological algebra. And now I want to say two more words. 20 years ago, all physicists knew that the main piece in mathematics they should know should be algebraic geometry, because algebraic geometry was involved in the study of the wall sheet of the string. So it was complex geometry of Riemann surfaces. It was involved in the study of the target spaces. They were Calabi-Yau manifolds. And it was involved in the study of the moduli spaces that were also complex manifolds. So it was a period of complex geometry everywhere. I would like to propose that now we are coming to the new period. So when I'm saying new period, it doesn't mean the proper structure. I would like to say modern fashion. I would like to explain that nowadays there is a new structure that comes from everywhere. Namely, nowadays, everywhere, you can see what's called homological algebra. In the modern sense, mostly with infinity structures, quantum, etc. So, the second half of my talk would be devoted to showing you something like five examples when homological algebra strangely comes out from the mathematical physical problems. And it will be the second part of my talk. In the first part of my talk, I'd like to propose the following. From the mathematical point of view, we need to discover some kind of, I want to say it, quantum non-perturbative homological algebra. So which would be some kind of Cartesian product of things that are done in physics and in mathematics. So what is standing here? Here is the origin, is the Chern-Simons theory. So in mathematics, we understand, or people understand Chern-Simons theory as the theory of, cyclic infinity structures. So mathematicians take this theory and change the complex into the very general complex that has this infinity structure. What physicists were doing, they were not changing in this direction. They were moving in this direction. And here, this is leading order in 1 over k. What is here is 1 over k to the n corrections, namely loops. And finally, here, we understand that this is that this theory could be understood non-perturbatively. So somewhere here we have exact answer. So what I'm going to propose, where to look for, is some kind of new, mathematics or physics, I don't know, that is here, where we have very general classical limits corresponding to infinity structures, and when you quantize them and even try to look on them non-perturbatively. And I really hope that this science would serve both as a nice science for description of what we call space and also for what we call theory. Okay, so after this speculation, I'll try to be more precise, and namely I'll try to explain the formalism in which this problem could be attacked. I'm not saying that it's clear how to do everything. Still, I'll show you several important steps in this direction. And the proper formalism turns out to be BV formalism. So what I'm going to explain immediately is that the plan would be, I will explain that classical theorems of induction of infinity structures are, Kadashvili type theorems, are just classical limits of BV integral. And therefore it is clear that there are other things here. Second, I would like to show that, okay, it's possible to play with BV integral, namely, in its first form, it will give you something about L infinity structure, and here we can get something like A infinity structure and perhaps other structures related to WDV equations. Namely, here I would like to say that WDV equation, from this point of view, should be considered as a particular case of infinity structure. Idea is that there is only one source of quadratic equations in nature. So I'll be kind of extremist here. And this source is the infinity structure. And then, later on, I will show you a other places in mathematical physics where infinity structure appear. In particular, I'll discuss generalization of Chern-Simons to omega theory. It's in particular observables there. Second, I'll discuss Polishuk result that D minus one brains are free chiral fields, and proposal related to understand a conformal theory as a particular case of infinity structure. And third, I'll explain something on Berkowitz result on induced super Young Mills as an induced infinity structure. And I'll also speak about how to quantize Palatini action. So it's a bonus. I'll explain this only if I'll have time. Using infinity structures. Okay. Now I'll proceed with something standard. Namely, I'll explain what is BV formalism. So BV formalism appeared in the work of physicists Batalin and Lakovitsky, but people know it mostly from the works of Albert Salomon Schwarz in the year 1992. So idea is the following. Consider the manifold M. So this should be a super manifold. And it should have omega that is odd symplectic structure. Here it's important that it's odd. Having this omega, one can form the operator called Batalin-Lukovitsky operator, and one can study master equation really, what I'd like to do, I'd like to allow S to be an analytical function in H. And then the question is, why this equation is that important? It turns out that this equation is that important because it is an equation that explains how to quantize infinity structures that I will show in a moment. But before I'll show this, I'd like to to give you another point of view on this equation. Namely, now I'll erase this. Namely, I'd like to understand this equation as at least this operator, I'd like to understand as a Fourier image of the RAM operator. What does this mean? Let me go to Darboux coordinates here. If I go to Darboux coordinates, then Laplacian of Bataille and Lukavsky would take the form like this. Let me suppose for a moment that x is even and p is odd. For a moment. I'm going to make transformation that is an integral with the kernel pi psi I. So both p and psi are odd. And this I will call as a Fourier image f of x and psi. If I make this Fourier transformation, then Bataille and Lukavsky operator, that is something strange, would move into psi I over dxi. So it is the RAM operator. So functions of x and p should go to functions on x and psi that are differential forms. Okay? And this equation turns out to be something rather standard. It's an equation of that something is just closed. So now we think that we are really want to study theory of differential forms of the Derham cohomologies, but with spectral parameter here. And now we know how to study it, because main thing is direct image of differential form. So here I would like to consider integral of the differential form over the cycle. It turns out that one can show that cycle under this transformation is transformed into the Lagrangian manifold. So if you wish, I put here F tilde and here is F. So this is Lagrangian submanifold in BV space. So what we know almost canonically is that if we have a solution to this equation, we would have another solution to this equation just by taking the integral of this along the Lagrangian submanifold. And it's somehow the main point of the papers of Albert Salomon Schwartz in 92. So what we have here is the self-reproducing structure. Now let me give you some examples of what the structure is. So if something is self-reproducing, it doesn't mean that it's useful. You know that some garbage also can self-reproduce itself. But so here we have a machine that self-reproduces itself, but we'd like to understand what it could give us. So once again, I'll try to study this example when we have Darboux coordinates, but I'll omit for a moment condition that P is odd and X is even. I'd like to look at some examples of solution to Batalion-Kavisky equation. In this case, before I'll do this, I'd like to simplify this expression a bit. It follows that there is kind of a bracket. So this equation is just the trivial consequence of the equation above, and if I decompose S as S0 plus HS1 plus H squared S2 plus etc., I will have the very standard things. S0 equals to 0, S0 plus H Laplacian S0 equals to 0, etc. So now I'm in position to understand what kind of interesting information could be encoded in this form. It's interesting that many interesting information from both physics and mathematics could be put in this form. So, right. So simplest solution is S0 is just function of X. So it's because S0 in this case is something d over dx S0 ds0 over dp. If S0 depends only on X, it's definitely a solution. Then let me consider something more interesting. Let me take S0 in the following form. C at a moment would be odd parameter. Of course, it looks a bit strange, but I'd like to say that S0 has to be even. P and X should have opposite statistics, so this is odd, therefore C has to be odd. So this is the solution to master equation if LV times F equals to 0. In physics, people say that F, this F, considered as an action, has this V as its symmetry. Now, it's possible to express also situation where we have several vector fields that commute, that presumably not commute, but that form a Lie algebra. So in this case, we can write the following expression. So like this, but and this squares to zero only if we have additional piece. Presumably with 1/2 here, I don't quite remember this 1/2. Here in this expression, this S0 is considered as a function of Px, Cn, C star. on this space where these two form conjugate variables and these two form conjugate variables. This is not equals to zero, and people know this as a B with T extension of the action with symmetries. And this is a kind of historical way how physicists discovered all this. Now let me explain where some kind of mathematics is coming. First of all, after we understand this expression, we can take as an f a function that is just constant and take zero vector fields. In this case, we have this nice expression. So this is not is nothing but a representation of the Chevalet differential in the Lie algebra cohomologies. So this is not corresponds to the odd vector field and condition Q squares to zero is nothing but this F form a structure constant of Lie algebra. Okay, so now this just means that we have a differential, but differential in the Lie algebra cohomology is not the only differential that we have. Typically we have something more simple, and we really can write it in the following way. Let us take a knot in the form, depending now on P and X. Now P and X would be of different statistics. So P and X are now both even and odd. And I will try to write it in the following form. So now condition that is not is zero really is the condition that D square equals to zero. So now this condition means that S naught written in this form encodes the structure of differential. Now we can try to combine these two things together. So we will replace this expression, I will say generalize, to pi vi of x. And now condition will be the following, that vi of x d over dxi, this vector field in the superspace squares to zero. In this case, when it happens, I can try to expand this V in terms. So Vi of X should have expression like this. So it's linear term, quadratic term. Okay, I'll put here cubic term, etc. Then condition Q square equals to zero is just the condition of having L infinity structure. We already observed piece of it. Having only D means we have a complex. Having only F, we have the Lie algebra structure, and suppose we have this. condition here is that spiritually commutator D with F that has three indices, namely the triple operation from 3 to 1, is with a sign plus or minus Jacobi identity for F that has two indices. Okay, so now we see that BV formalism is not that bad because it could encode something interesting, namely L-infinity structure. Now, immediately, we can prove without any effort, just from the general formalism, Kadeshvili type theorems. Namely, theorems that if you have, so now I am coming to the Kadeshvili type theorems, that you can make one infinity structure from another. So, Kadeshvili type theorems say if you have an infinity structure on the space V, and V is V hat plus V tilde such that projection on V tilde, projection on V tilde is contractible, then you have infinity structure that's called induced. So it was L infinity structure on V with the hat. So you see, if you can contract this, you see projector to this space is contractible, in the sense that it is exact with respect to D. Here D is just differential. In L infinity structure. Then we have an induced structure on V hat. And I have already explained to you before how to do it. All we need to do is to integrate along the Lagrangian manifold. Now the question is how to get this Lagrangian manifold out of this data and what would be the result? Answer is very simple. So Lagrangian manifold would be K applied to V equals 0 and also K applied to V star from the left equals 0. So V is a place with coordinates X. Sorry, I need to put V tilde here. V as a space, yes, is decomposed as a sum.
But K, what is that V tilde, are they coordinates on V tilde or
K? No,
what is the, you evaluated K on V tilde, but K V tilde on the left is a top, is a vector space. V tilde on the right is
a vector space. No, V tilde here is a dual space, so X are coordinate in V and P are coordinate in V star. K is an operator that acts. K is an operator that acts from V to itself. V is an Olson operator. It's an equation on the space in V. So you consider such axes that are annihilated by K. Kernel. So it's an equation on V tilde. Because coordinates in V tilde are axes. So, okay. I need to explain. So we have a space V. And we have a relay space V plus V star. And coordinates here. And we have axes here and pizza here. Okay? And we apply equation on the space V. So that is K acting on the space V is zero. Because D is a differential on the space V. Okay. So, in what I described above, in the story that I described above, there was operator D that acted from V to V.
I don't want to speak up.
Okay, so, for example, well, let me show you an example of this. Suppose V is a space of forms. Of differential forms. Let D be the Durham differential. Let K be D star over D star over standard Laplacian. It means that V tilde is the space of harmonic forms. Space of harmonic forms. And V tilde is the orthogonal complement of this space.
Okay.
It's just written here. So projector on the complement to the harmonic forms. This projector is commutator of D and something. So this K is really inverts D on this space. So you can check that D with K anti-commutator is a projector on the orthogonal complement to the space of harmonic forms. Okay. I would like to consider integral. So here I have p dx plus p f2 xx plus etc. And here I'm integrating over this space. K of x equals to 0 and k and p equals to 0. So when I do this integral, and I put h here, I will have a sum over Feynman diagrams. So I'll have 1 over h, s naught induced, depending on p hat and h hat, plus s1 induced, depending on p hat and h hat, plus h s2 induced, p hat and h hat, etc. So it's a very standard thing in integration here. So here p is p hat plus p tilde, and x is x hat plus x tilde. So I am integrating over these that also satisfies this condition. I have exactly this expression, and we know from the textbooks in quantum field theory how to compute these guys. So S naught induced is a sum of the trees. We put x hat on the incoming leaves. We put operation of multiplication on vertices, and we put k on edges. And we have this sum, and this sum gives nothing but induced operations. So I consider this expression as operation that takes several x with the hats to one x with the hat. So for example, for S1 induced of x, I have only sum of the following type. So somehow here is p here and p hat fills here. I have sums of only on the following type, and here there is nothing in this very simple particular case. Now, the very general theorem states that these operations would satisfy master equation. It means that I managed to construct induced L infinity structure. And it is given as a sum of the trees, so it's also a constructible operation. It's not only the existence theorem, it's just the way how to construct them. What's also important is that altogether with the sum of the trees, that is the classical result, I have also some result about loops. It means that I not only have an induced infinity structure, but I already have induced quantization of this infinity structure. It means I have the full theory. And that is what I call construction of the quantum version of the classical Kadeshvili theorem. Okay. I would like to say that it's possible to generalize L infinity structure to some other structures in the following way. In order to get A infinity structure, we need to do the following. Consider the space V times R N square instead of V. So now I'd like to say to take X and P as matrices, N times N. So they have some additional indices, A and B. And now I'd like to encode the A infinity structure in the following form. So I would start with the action as written as Fij1 Jn And here I put trace pi xj1 xjn. So using more variables, namely the number of variables is much bigger, I can encode the operations that are not symmetric or graded symmetric with respect to interchange of indices. But after I made this, I could easily run the same machinery. So my idea here is the following. After I fixed the machinery, after I have the machinery, I can run it different situations. So if I start with this structure, I run that machinery, and I get induced A infinity structures. The difference is that instead of trees here, I'll have here fat trees. So really, trees, they are rooted trees. And here I'll have fat rooted trees. So in this sense, I would like to say that somehow A infinity is inside L infinity. Now I'd like to show you more. I'd like to show how to get WDVV along the same lines. So my idea is the following. Fix kind of machinery and then apply it to different situations. So WDVV. So in order to do this, unfortunately now expression is a bit longer, but still, I'd like to have the expression in the following form. Pi Q plus Zg Ij. Okay, but before I write this expression, I try to explain the idea. Idea is to replace space V not by V times R to the n square. V would be replaced by V times R 1 1. So here is an even variable, here would be an odd variable. And I will also have a spectral parameter. When I'll do this, I would get WDVV equation as a consequence of the L infinity equation. You see, it was really tricky, at least for me, because the WDVV equation had no odd variables. And here, the story was about the odd vector fields. The question was how it's possible to make one into another. But it turns out that it's possible using this trick, using these additional variables. So idea is to get, for example, Baranikov-Kontsevich construction, just as a consequence of Kadashvili type construction, that is just consequence of Batalin-Vilkovitsky formalism. So very canonical, you see, it's not a new construction. Formulas are the same, but explanation is a bit different. So together with X and P's, I have additional variables, pi's and psi's, with different statistics, with the opposite statistic. And I have Z. Who is Z? Z is formal parameter. So here I have just bicomplex of two operators, Q and G. And then, suppose I have a multiplication that is commutative associative. And I have condition that Q differentiates it and G is a second order operator. Then the following expression stands in the place of differential graded algebra. So I need really two terms, with the commutative multiplication and with commutator of this commutative multiplication with the operator G. In order for this to solve master equation, and then I play the same game. And when I'll play the same game, I'll get S induced. That should have the following form. Plus some P, some VI of X, and psi. So you see, I do exactly the same thing. I just do Feynman diagram expansion. I get this structure. I realize that this is differential operator, the RAM differential operator. Here I realize kind of nice structure. So it's a vector field that takes volume and differential, takes values in differential forms. Okay, so if you wish, I put something like this. By general theorems, this squares to zero. Then it turns out that VI is D of FI of X, and the second derivative of this F is the structure constants of the commutative associative algebra. So what I explained here? I explained here how powerful this BV language is, and how it produces, say, WDVV almost automatically. So, unfortunately, you see, I know the following. I know how to study something very similar to it. Construct in terms of diagrams one loop contribution in the type B model or Bershadsky, Chakotay, Aghuri, Wafa theory. So my dream is to get canonical derivation of the Gessler relation using this approach. I'm sure that it's somehow possible, but at the moment I don't know how to do this. So you see, before I developed this, I realized easily that if you consider just some of the diagrams of this type, putting here something like G mu, and putting here mu, and putting here G plus, you will get solutions to WDVV. It was just Baranikov-Kontsevich construction. And you can prove it by playing with diagrams. But what I showed you right now is that it canonically follows from BV. So what I think we really would like to understand is how to get Gessler construction or Gessler relation from BV. And that's a problem that I don't know how to solve while I know that it is true. Okay. Now I want to make some remarks about where to go further. First of all, I'd like to say that we need to go along the mathematical line. In mathematical line, it means that we should go away from the Chern-Simons theory. So what I'd like to propose is not only my proposal. This proposal appeared in the works rather recently, to generalize Chern-Simons theory to what I called omega theory. So idea is very simple. Take the 2k plus 1 dimensional manifold. So it's a manifold. Take omega that are differential forms on M times endomorphisms, say, of Rn. And then consider the following action. So here the hint is that, you see what I put here? all omegas, not only one form, all omegas. The idea is that omega is not a connection. We should consider all differential forms. One can check that this action, so S of omega, solves master equation. If you have BV bracket of the following form, so the question is how to generalize the Wilson loop. Since it's not a gauge theory anymore, the question would be, what is the Wilson loop? And it turns out that the generalization of the Wilson loop comes along the same lines. Namely, so it will be the last thing that I will be able to discuss right now, but it's how to generalize Wilson loop in this theory. By the way, this theory turns out to be finite. It's high-dimensional theory, but it turns out to be finite not because it is due to some mysterious words, a piece of string theory. If you just compute diagrams, there are no ultraviolet divergences. And it's done in the work of my student Wollin. But now I come to the question how to get observables. Idea is, you should not just postulate observables. Observables have to be computed, namely. Consider the following diagram. So here we have M2k plus 1. Here we have submanifold N. Now let us construct DG algebra here in the following way. Construct arrows from this place to itself. These are just omega fields. Put here new fields. Call them new fields. So you see, you consider just this quiver. I don't know. Call this psi and psi star. So these fields are just forms on N that take value in the representation of this group and this group. So if you wish, N times K matrices. And here also, K times N matrices. And here put just, And here put just forms on N times L times M matrices. And now, look, what would happen if you just integrate out this, and this field? You will get effective action that would solve master equation. If you do this, if you integrate them out, you will get, of course, S of omega on H times something like S induced that depends on omega and N. And then consider this as an observable to compute correlators with this action. Why it's a proper thing to do? In the case of ordinary Chern-Simons, it's just a way to introduce Wilson loop. So Wilson loop that people used to put along the knot in this approach should not be considered as things that you put from the very beginning. It should be considered as what you are getting after integrating out these fields. So this somehow solves the problem, how to generalize Wilson loop, and it opens the possibility to generalize theory of knot invariance to higher dimensions. So there are many other things I'd like to tell you, but my time is over. My time is exactly over. So that's it.